Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The deadline for the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Commercial Nitrogen Optimization Pilot Grant is fast approaching. Applications are due January 31st, and recipients will be announced in March. Are you still unsure if you should apply? I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. Mark Witeka, Soil and Watershed Management Section Manager for DACCAP, explains some helpful tips.
Currently, the request for applications is out and listed on the DACCAP website at datcap.wi.gov. Folks can find more information on the website, including the program specifics within the request for proposals and application materials. The application deadline is January 31st, and we're hoping to jump into project review shortly thereafter.
There are different design options when it comes to it. Can you touch on what those different research design options are?
Yes, there's three different design options. The first is a basic nitrogen use efficiency design, where folks are simply looking at optimum rates of nitrogen to meet a crop's fertility needs. The second option builds on that first option and adds in various management practices to see how those influence the nitrogen use. That could include practices like cover crops or timing your application of commercial fertilizer at different times. And then the third option is kind of an open option where folks can propose different ideas to us that still fit within this nitrogen optimization model, but that are perhaps looking at newer innovative things that they want to explore. And UW and DATCAP will collaborate on those sorts of projects, and UW will help ensure that any new project designs like that under this third option fall within the parameters and goals of the program.
What are the data collection requirements that they need to have to be a part of this program?
Yes, we are still working through some of those details, but we'll make them available to any interested participants when we hold a pre-growing season meeting in March. Some things I foresee potentially requiring for data collection could include yield, some economic data, any sort of soil testing results or other soil data, and just some of that baseline, you know, field-specific type information.
Can you touch on what eligible costs there are for those who are interested in applying?
Some eligible costs would include groundwater or surface water monitoring and analysis, any routine soil analysis, incentive payments or stipends to get people involved in the program and trial things like the inclusion of zero nitrogen strips into the project. Also, any sorts of materials, equipment, or equipment rentals that would help the group of farmers and the UW accomplish some of their research objectives.
What should people know before applying? What are some potential tips or tricks or things that they should keep in their mind as they start filling out that process and that application?
It would be good for any applicants to identify any of those agricultural producers that would like to be involved in the program, designating someone who could be the financial manager and sign on behalf of the group. Also thoroughly thinking through what research questions you'd like to answer, the study design and timeline for the project. And then lastly, I would say building out a budget, thinking through what various costs you foresee and would like to include into an application.
What are the future directions for the program? I know future funding you don't know about, but what are the future directions that you can talk about?
Some potential future directions would include trying to align the timing of the nitrogen optimization program with the producer-led program. We know that there will be producer-led groups that are interested in both grant opportunities, so allowing them to think through comprehensively, what do we want to accomplish with the producer-led grant, what do we want to accomplish with nitrogen optimization, and then being able to apply for both at the same time would certainly be ideal moving forward. Also, DATCAP places great emphasis on continuous improvement, so working with our grant grant recipients, working with our UW partners to assess and adjust the program as needed would certainly be a priority moving forward.
Can you touch on what the role is of UW in implementing the program on the landscape?
Absolutely. UW will be a critical partner in this effort. UW will provide much of the technical support for thinking through what your research questions might be, thinking through study design, and then actually helping implement those studies on farms. So they're really going to be the critical piece in helping get this work actually done in a scientifically valid way.
That was Mark Witeka, Soil and Watershed Management Section Manager for DATCAP. To learn more or apply, go to datcap.wi.gov. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.